the inveterate vertebrate, and all things considerate. I'm getting to be a habit with me. Actually, I'm beginning to realize how much habit and ritual govern most daily activities. This is actually not such a bad thing. For instance, habit and ritual free up the mind, help me focus on more important things, expend my time on thoughty thoughts and considerate acts of kindness. If I had to arise each morn and relearn how to use brush and paste, so much of the clock would be wasted. Instead of spending 20 minutes examining the toothbrushing instruction manual and trying to decipher its line drawings, I can depend on body memory. Without even consciously trying, my teeth become cleansed and minty, while my mind focuses on much more important things. Things like the possible meanings of life, the purpose of existence, the motives of neighbors, the infractions of traffickers, the ills of the world, the wonders of fond memories, things like that. Of course, habit and inveterate attitudes can stifle the mind too, particularly if I let go and allow habit and inveterateness run the show, particularly if I laze about and allow all original inspirations and aspirations to enter the sinkhole of speed bumpiness. Guess the rule of thumb is, don't allow lethargy to rule everything. Being in the control seat beats being yanked about by puppet masters awaiting their chance. Would I prefer being a nervous tick or a nervy tick? At least the tick indicates that I am sentient and aware. The tick just sucks away, bloats, then ceases to exist. Habit and routine free me up to concentrate on projects and projections and promises of better things. So, I'd best be about the business of concretizing the best of what good is left within me, dissolving the useless and meaningless negativities that flit about like gnats, spreading the word that each of us can matter if we just decide to.